Hi, everybody. This is Lisa Jane Persky, Dirty D from Kiss Meets the Phantom at the Park, and I'd like to say hi to everyone around the world, in Australia, in Japan, in Malmo. Is anyone in Malmo? I hope everybody's happy to listen to Podkist.
Now, we're not the only ones who met someone who met the Phantom of the Park, right?
Come to think of it, Kiss were not the only stars. And neither was Lisa Jane Persky, the only stars of the greatest movie ever made.
And now on NBC's Saturday Night at the Movies, Kiss meets the Phantom.
There was also the great Anthony Zerbe. It turns out that Mr. Matthew Porter, the Matt Porter, has an up-close and personal story about Mr. Anthony Zerbe.
Now, Kiss weren't the only ones who met the Phantom of the Park.
That's true.
I actually did meet Anthony Zerbe, and it's kind of a funny story that goes back. It was 2004, and I work at Montgomery County Community College. It's a community college outside of Philadelphia. I work in the communication program, and we have a really good theater program as well. And in the theater program, the 1 year, believe it or not, there was a lively arts show. Was Anthony Zerbe and Roscoe Lee Brown were going to come in and do a spoken word, very sophisticated spoken word show called Behind the Broken Word, and that was going to be on a Saturday night. And so the Friday night before the performance, they arranged for Anthony Zerbe to come in during the day, and he's going to meet with the drama club. They're going to do a couple performances. He's there, then he's going to talk to them. So I saw the postcard for this when they started to advertise it. I hung it on my wall in my office. I'm thrilled that the Phantom of the Park's going to come to Monaco. The guys that I work with, my friends that run the theater program, they said to me, well, you know, you support all these events, but why are you excited about this one? I said, look, I have to tell you, that's the Phantom of the Park. And of course, they had no idea what Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park was. But the day of the
fools
event, well, they were fools. Somehow they managed to go all those years and not know. And I was going to educate them all. But the day comes, we're in this small auditorium, and they're doing their presentation, and here comes Anthony Zerbe. So I'm kind of geeking out because he's sitting now right behind me. And they finish their thing, and he's kind of just milling around because he's going to get up and then talk to the group about, you know, the craft of acting and how great this is. And, you know, being a geek, I think we all know the geek code. You can't pounce immediately. You have to kind of, you don't want to scare anybody, but yet I want an autograph. So I the guys that were running it are kind of ribbing me. Okay, did you get your autograph? Okay, I'm playing it cool. But, you know, I'm not cool. So anyway, I come walking up. I pull out the poster, and I say, look, if I hate to bother you, but would you mind signing this? And he puts his hand on my shoulder, looks at the poster, and he says, you should be ashamed of yourself. This was the worst piece of shit ever made. And he just starts howling, laughing. And now all these kids who a second ago didn't even know who he was, now they want to find out, why am I having such a great conversation with him? When you think about it, the kids that were in the audience were college kids, so the chances are they weren't even born at the time when Phantom of the Park was out, let alone did they really, you know, have too much interest. But of course, now he's telling us all these great stories of making the movie and you know, doing all these things and having a screening. And he actually said to them, you know, you're not really going to put this on TV. This just doesn't make any sense. It's terrible. And he's talking about it like he can't believe it. And so then he gets up and okay, I have my autograph, and he gets up and he's going through the whole thing about being the tools of being an actor and this, that, and the other. And at some point somebody asks him a question that's, you know, what if you get a character that you don't like? And he says, well, I have played despicable people, murderers, rapists, the worst people, even that character that you like. And he points right at me, and I say, oh, Abner Devereaux. And he says, Abner Devereaux. Abner Devereaux. That sounds like the kind of guy you could take home to your mom. And he looks at me like, and you know, you're crazy, which is true. And so I got a good autograph and a good story out of that.
Now, wow. When he put his hand on your shoulder and did all that, I mean, he was being – He was being funny. He wasn't.
He was being very funny. He was very over the top, and I think instantly realized, okay, this guy is, you know, if he's got the poster, he's clearly a fan of it. And like I said, in that room, this was not a room that I think really knew that much about him. I think he was happy that somebody in the room was like, you know, kind of, you know, very much a fan. And even his, I think it was his manager, I don't even know who it was, had come over to me later, and she's like, well, you know, what is this? Like, I don't even think she knew what the movie was. And she looked, she says, well, that's the one thing I always get these requests about. And I said to her, look, I hate to tell you, I said, out of all the stuff that he's done, and you can go through his filmography or whatever, the one that will live forever is Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, because we will always love it. And she's kind of looking at me like, you're nuts.
Right. No, well, you're right, though. You're right.
It's true. Yeah.
We've got to get him on the show.
But it was a really neat experience.
That's so cool that you can say to people, you met the Phantom of the Park.
Well, Matt Porter, now that you've told my story,